AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Less than a week after that church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, the governor is calling for a Confederate flag to be taken down.
Governor Nikki Haley says the flag should no longer fly on the State House grounds.
150 years after the end of the Civil War, the time has come.
Her decision came after days of intense debate following the shootings, allegedly carried out by a white man who embraced the Confederate flag as a symbol of white supremacy.
The fact that people are choosing to use it as a sign of hate is something that we cannot stand.
But past attempts to remove the flag have been political poison, and the Sons of Confederate Veterans says it will vigorously fight any new ones. I'm Sagar Meghani.
President Obama will eulogize a friend and early supporter who was the pastor of that church at his funeral on Friday. The search for two convicted killers is once again focused near the prison where they escaped.
New York State Police Major Charles Guess isn't saying what was found in a remote hunting cabin in the Adirondacks, just said it's linked to David Sweat and or Richard Matt, who broke out of Clinton Correctional more than 2 weeks ago and only some 20 miles away.
We have recovered specific items from that cabin. We have forwarded them to the appropriate laboratories and reached conclusive determination.
Guess admits that the search will be tough given the weather, the terrain, the environment, and the size of the country near the Canadian border. I'm Tim McGuire.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, who has been on the job for only 5 months, announced today he has cancer of the lymph nodes.
It's an aggressive B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Hogan begins chemo immediately. Five people rescued today from damaged buildings in Portland, Michigan, as thunderstorms raked the Midwest. This is AP Radio News. Three men who parachuted off the top of One World Trade Center in New York City have been convicted of misdemeanors but acquitted of a felony.
The three were convicted of reckless endangerment and two other misdemeanor charges, but the jury, which deliberated over 4 days, acquitted them of a felony burglary charge. In September 2013, they slipped through a hole in a construction fence and climbed to the top of the still-under-construction One World Trade Center. They parachuted off the top, a jump they recorded with cameras on their helmets and posted online. The jump caused authorities considerable embarrassment. Given the lapse in security, sentencing was scheduled for August 10th for James Brady and Andrew Rossig, August 17th for Marco Markovich. Warren Levinson, New York.
Attention wearers of skinny jeans, don't squat, at least not for long. Doctors in Australia report a 35-year-old woman was hospitalized for 4 days after experiencing muscle damage, swelling, and nerve blockages in her legs after squatting for several hours. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.